This episode is brought to you by IVP. If we're honest, many of us hesitate to disciple others because we don't feel qualified. Maybe we fear we'll do more harm than good, or we think we don't have time. In her book, Discipleship as Holy Collaboration, Yolanda Solomon walks us through the life of Jesus and explores Jesus's call to make disciples as an invitation to collaborate with God in a sacred group project. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive this book for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Joshua chapter 21, Levitical cities. The tribal leaders of the Levites went before Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun, and the Israelite tribal leaders, in Shiloh in the land of Canaan, and said, "The Lord told Moses to assign us cities in which to live along with the grazing areas for our cattle." So the Israelites assigned these cities and their grazing areas to the Levites from their own holdings, as the Lord had instructed. The first lot belonged to the Kohathite clans. The Levites, who were descendants of Aaron the priest, were allotted 13 cities from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The rest of Kohath's descendants were allotted 10 cities from the clans of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Gershon's descendants were allotted 13 cities from the clans of the tribe of Issachar and from the tribes of Asher and Naphtali and the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. Merari's descendants by their clans were allotted 12 cities from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites assigned to the Levites by lot these cities and their grazing areas as the Lord had instructed Moses. They assigned from the tribes of Judah and Simeon the cities below. They were assigned to the Kohathite clans of the Levites, who were descendants of Aaron, for the first lot fell to them. They assigned them Kiriath Arba. Arba was the father of Anak, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, along with its surrounding grazing areas. Now the cities, fields, and surrounding towns they had assigned to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as his property. So to the descendants of Aaron the priest, they assigned Hebron, a city of refuge for one who committed manslaughter, Libna, Jatir, Eshtimoa, Holon, Debir, Ain, Juta, and Beth Shemesh, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 9 cities taken from these 2 tribes. From the tribe of Benjamin, they assigned Gibeon, Geba, Anathoth, and Almon, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 4 cities. The priests descended from Aaron received 13 cities and their grazing areas. The rest of the Kohathite clans of the Levites were allotted cities from the tribe of Ephraim. They assigned them Shechem, a city of refuge for one who committed manslaughter, in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer, Gibzaim, and Beth Horon, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 4 cities. From the tribe of Dan, they assigned Elteca, Gibbethon, Ajalon, and Gath, Rimmon, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 4 cities. From the half-tribe of Manasseh, they assigned Taanach, and Gath Rimmon, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 2 cities. The rest of the Kohathite clans received 10 cities in their grazing areas. They assigned to the Gershonite clans of the Levites the following cities: from the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan, a city of refuge for one who committed manslaughter, and Bishtara, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 2 cities. From the tribe of Issachar, Kishon, Daberath, Jarmuth, and En-Ganim, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 4 cities. From the tribe of Asher, Mishal, Abdon, Helkath, and Rehob, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 4 cities. From the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee, a city of refuge for one who committed manslaughter, Hamoth, Dor, and Kartan, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 3 cities. The Gershonite clans received 13 cities in their grazing areas. They assigned to the Merarite clan, the remaining Levites, the following cities: from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam, Karta, Dimna, and Nahalal, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 4 cities. From the tribe of Reuben, Bezer, Jahaz, Kedemoth, and Mephath, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 4 cities. From the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead, a city of refuge for one who committed manslaughter, Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jezer, along with the grazing areas of each, a total of 4 cities. The Merarite clans, the remaining Levites, were allotted 12 cities. The Levites received within the land owned by the Israelites 48 cities in all, in their grazing areas. Each of these cities had grazing areas around it. They were alike in this regard. So the Lord gave Israel all the land he had solemnly promised to their ancestors, and they conquered it and lived in it. The Lord made them secure. In fulfillment of all he had solemnly promised their ancestors, none of their enemies could resist them. The Lord handed all their enemies over to them. Not one of the Lord's faithful promises to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Every one was realized. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 54 through 81. These were the areas where Aaron's descendants lived. The following belonged to the Kohathite clan, for they received the first allotment. They were allotted Hebron in the territory of Judah, as well as its surrounding pasture lands. But the city's land and nearby towns were allotted to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. The descendants of Aaron were also allotted as cities of refuge, Hebron, Libna, and its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtemoah, and its pasture lands, Hilez, and its pasture lands, Debir, and its pasture lands, Ashan, and its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh, and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Benjamin, they were allotted Geba and its pasture lands, Elemeth and its pasture lands, Anathoth and its pasture lands. Their clans were allotted 13 cities in all. The rest of Kohath's descendants were allotted 10 cities in the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh. The clans of Gershom's descendants received 13 cities within the territory of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh in Bashan. The clans of Merari's descendants were allotted 12 cities within the territory of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites gave to the Levites these cities and their pasture lands. They allotted these previously named cities from the territory of the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The clans of Kohath's descendants also received cities as their territory within the tribe of Ephraim. They were allotted as cities of refuge, Shechem, and its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer and its pasture lands, Jokameam and its pasture lands, Beth Horon and its pasture lands, Ajalon and its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh, the rest of Kohath's descendants receive Aner and its pasture lands, and Bileam and its pasture lands. The following belong to Gershom's descendants. Within the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan and its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh and its pasture lands, Deberath and its pasture lands, Ramoth and its pasture lands, and Anem and its pasture lands. within the territory of the tribe of Asher, Mashal, and its pasture lands, Abdon, and its pasture lands, Hukok, and its pasture lands, and Rehob, and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee, and its pasture lands, Chamon, and its pasture lands, and Kiriathaim, and its pasture lands. The following belong to the rest of Merari's descendants. Within the territory of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimono, and its pasture lands, and Tabor, and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Reuben, across the Jordan River, east of Jericho, Bezer in the wilderness, and its pasture lands, Jazah, and its pasture lands, Kedemoth, and its pasture lands, Mephat, and its pasture lands. Within the territory of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead, and its pasture lands, Mahanaim, and its pasture lands, Heshbon, and its pasture lands, and Jazer, and its pasture lands. New Testament reading, Luke chapter 9, verses 49 through 50. On the right side, John answered, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he is not a disciple along with us." But Jesus said to him, "Do not stop him, for whoever is not against you is for you." Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. On Jesus' side, John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, because no one who does a miracle in my name will be able soon afterward to say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. For I tell you the truth, whoever gives you a cup of water because you bear Christ's name will never lose his reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him to have a huge millstone tied around his neck and to be thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than to have two hands and go into hell, to the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better to enter life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. If your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other." Matthew chapter 18, verses 7 through 14. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks. It is necessary that stumbling blocks come, but woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into fiery hell. The parable of the lost sheep. See that you do not disdain one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If someone owns 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go look for the one that went astray? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice more over it than over the 99 that did not go astray. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that one of these little ones be lost. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Covenant-keeping God, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for there's so much packed, oh God, in today's reading. Thank you for the reminder that none of your promises, oh God, to the Israelites failed and to their ancestors failed, that you fulfilled every single one of their promises down to their land allotments, oh God, down to the spaces and the tribes that would be allotted particular lands, oh God, and even places
where you provide provision for those who commit heinous sins and crimes such as manslaughter. Thank you, God, for the ways, oh God, that you keep promises, oh God. There's so many times that we read your word and we see your promises and we don't see them yet fulfilled. And we think about, well, at least I think about the last day, judgment day, and will these things really happen? And will we really be given account for every word that we spoke in? And will God really avenge? Will you, oh God, really avenge the sins committed against us, oh God, in the absence, of course, of repentance on the one who perpetuated it? God, I just thank you for that reminder that, yes, you do fulfill your promises, that not one of your words will fail, and that you don't waste words, and that you're not like us. You're not like man, oh God. So you're not a man that you should lie, oh God. So thank you. Thank you, oh God, that when we see Jesus Christ, we see, oh God, the God-man who is interceding for us even now, oh God, who promises, who is the promise keeper, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for that. Very, very important reminder, oh God. And would you help us, oh Lord God, to live peaceable lives, oh Lord God, that, and we know that your word is not, you're actually not literally calling us, oh God, to maim ourselves, oh God, but to really kill the sin, oh Lord God, that would cause a stumbling block, oh God, that we should not be the ones, oh Lord God, by which we cause others to stumble and to sin and to turn away from the gospel, oh God. Help us, oh Lord God, to live lives, oh Lord God, that reflect, oh Lord, the glory and the beauty of your gospel, O Lord God, so that we, O Lord God, can stand before your throne, O God, because of the righteousness of Christ, and hear, well done, O God, on that glorious day. It will happen soon and very soon. Would you help us not to lose heart, O God, and not to get weary in well-doing, O God? I pray all of this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.